5, and that means we check in once again with our Wells Fargo advisor. This morning it's Josh Wiley, and he has this Market Minute. Josh?
U.S. stock indexes are currently extending their winning streaks to 3 straight sessions of gains. Markets were higher as investors cheered news out of Greece and positive employment data. Currently, the Dow's up 43 points at 12,951, while the NASDAQ is up 21 at 2,991, and the S&P 500 is up 7 at 1,373. Oil's up $1.22 at $107.80 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.19%. Gold is up $9.30 this morning at $1,708, while silver's up 29 cents at $34.12 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Procter & Gamble's down a dime at $66.79, Verizon's down 14 cents at $39.08, while Disney is up 52 cents at $42.54. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Josh, and be listening for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning right here on KCNR 1460 at 710, 810, and 905 on the home of Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, where right now...
Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome to Shasta Startup, our Friday's business show, 9 to 10 every Friday morning, followed by the Dennis Miller Show. And this is Carl Bott, and the purpose of this show is to highlight those businesses that are just doing great and bringing in new things to our county and to the North State. And our host today is Randy Denham. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks. We're looking forward to an exciting show today. In fact, I just was given something in the form of 2 Kings tickets, so maybe on the second half of the show today, we'll take the first caller that calls in between 9:30 and 10, and we'll give them 2 Kings tickets for a wonderful game tonight in Sacramento. So thanks for that little bit. But this morning, we have Dan Morrow here. And we have Nathan King. Dan is the president and founder of the Softtech Integrators, and he is a manufacturing company right here in Redding, California, that he manufactures things and gets them sent all over the world. He competes with the Chinese. That's, you know how hard that is to try to compete with the Chinese out there. And so welcome, Dan, and welcome, Nathan.
Thanks for having us, Randy.
Good morning.
Good morning to you guys. Well, tell us a little bit about the background of what this manufacturing company is and why we're in Redding, California with it.
Well, I'll take the last question first, why in Redding? And if you're familiar with the Redding postulate, of all the planets in the universe, it's going to be Earth. And of all the countries on Earth, it's going to be the United States. All the states, it's going to be California. And if you're in California, Redding's the best spot to be ever. So therefore, this is the greatest place to be on the planet as far as I'm concerned. It's good for business. It's good for our families. It's just everything about it is where I want to be.
Good. And Nathan, tell us a little bit about what it is that you're doing and how it's helpful out there in the world.
Okay, well, I specifically work for the manufacturing division at Softtech. And we're a UL 508A panel shop, as well as we make thermal control units for the semiconductor industry. So it's high-tech stuff, and I'm involved in sales and marketing and business development there right now. So,
now, how does the everyday guy on the street see a value or benefit in what it is that you produce? Where does it filter back down and somebody sees a product or something they're using out there that has been touched by what you manufacture?
Well, the equipment that we're making ultimately goes into the machines that manufacture semiconductors, and semiconductors are the brains of just about every digital device there is. So our technology supports making laptops, cell phones, all of our radio equipment, just about anything that has a semiconductor in it, our equipment will touch.
Okay, and when your equipment touches it, what does it do?
Okay, so here we go, Randy. We'll get into a little technical
stuff. Yeah, we got to make this simple now because, I'm a business major. I'm not a computer science major.
Okay, so here's where the magic of what we do is about. Our equipment, when they're making semiconductors, they go into a thing called a plasma tube. And if you've seen Star Trek, they have that plasma thing. They're always ejecting and blowing up in their various episodes. It's a chamber that has a lot of very high energy gases, a lot of voltage, a lot of really high temperatures, and they use that in the manufacturing process. If you don't carefully control the temperature of the materials that go into those tubes, your semiconductors don't come out the way you want them to. Mm. We make equipment that monitors the temperatures of the devices that hold those wafers, of the gases going in, the gases coming out. In essence, you could think of our equipment as just being a very, very precise, high reliability temperature control unit. And it ensures the safety and it ensures the quality of the products that come out of those machines.
So before they had something of this nature, what were they doing other than manufacturing the other items? Were they just guessing at how good it was going to be?
No, they were making vacuum tubes.
Vacuum tubes.
This was
going back in a few years.
Yeah, you got to have what we do if you want to make a semiconductor.
Ah, there's no way around it.
No way.
So they've got to come to you. And one of the questions I had is, why hasn't those that copy things around the world, why haven't they tried to copy what you're doing and just reproduce it somewhere else?
Oh, I am sure as we speak there are people who are working to copy, but the way it works is that if in our market space, if you do great work, if you do it quickly, you do it efficiently, and you charge a reasonable amount of money, you can stay ahead.
Okay. Well, we're going to be taking a break. You're listening to KCNR 1460. We'll be back with you in a moment.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
Save, save, head north, north, north. Head north to North Market Street in Reading to S.J. Denham for a great selection of new Chrysler and Jeep vehicles. And a little further north to Mount Shasta. See the new Dodge vehicle lineup, including those new tough Ram trucks. Just head north. We're having a sale here. See us at sjdenham.com. Save, 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 north, north, north. Say it with me now. Save, 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 north, north, north. Our big sale continues at S.J. Denham on North Market Street in Reading and a little further north in Mount Shasta.
His words carry weight that would break a less interesting man's jaw. He's won trophies for his game face alone. He bowls overhand. He is the most interesting man in the world.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer Dos Equis.
Dos Equis, brought to you locally by Redding Distributing.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing?
Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, and this is Randy Denham with Shasta Startup. And this morning we've got Dan Morrow and Nathan King talking about their manufacturing business and how they're promoting it around the world. And during our break, we were talking about, you know, why don't you go and manufacture in another country? Tell us a little bit about why that doesn't work and why Reading is the place that you want to be.
Well, to be honest, it can work. It's not what I want to do. You have to understand that our economy is really a global economy. We compete head-to-head with companies and individuals coming out of China and Singapore and Thailand and Korea and Japan, everywhere. And when it comes down to it, the Milken Institute did a very interesting study on California business about 5-6 years ago. And basically what they pointed out is that California can be a great place to do manufacturing if you stay green. Smokestack is not what we want to see, but if you're not producing tremendous byproducts, California has a tremendously stable infrastructure. It's on the Pacific Rim, so we have access to those markets. We have great schools. So you start putting all those together in conjunction with doing really high quality, high value work, and we can compete head to head. One of the trends that we're seeing in our industry is I think they title it reverse outsourcing, where companies are starting to understand the true cost of going offshore to do manufacturing. And you know, the true cost is I'm going to send my ideas to somewhere like China, somebody in China is going to build it, and then we're going to ship it all the way back. And when you start looking at the problems of intellectual property leakage, and in essence, you're teaching someone else how to do your manufacturing, how to do your
and they just take it away from you and say thank you very much, well, and you know, I'll sell it now and don't need you.
In all fairness, you know, it's not always malicious. A lot of times what will happen is, you know, you go over and you train somebody how to build your stuff. That guy decides he's an ambitious fellow, so he just takes it and he doesn't really understand that IP is owned by an American company. He goes off and he starts a second company doing what we taught him to do, and then, you know, 6 months later we see those same products back on eBay for half the price and a third the quality.
So how many folks are employed in this area that do the manufacturing of your products here? Nathan, maybe you can tell us some of that.
It depends sometimes depending on how busy we are, but it's typically about 9 to 12 in the manufacturing division. Everybody has their hand in different aspects of the manufacturing.
And how many does that allow you to produce, say, in a year's time of that product?
Well, we have our product lines. We can produce between 50 and 70 different product lines. Some of our smaller units, we can get into 300, 400, 500. A few years ago when the economy was good, it was, I think, around 1,000.
Yeah.
Some of our bigger units, maybe 200, 300 a year.
What do these products sell for? How much, you know, for this piece of equipment that you produce to test this, how much does it sell for?
There's a wide range. We have some equipment that we sell into the supply chain for $300-$400. We have some equipment that we sell into supply chains that are $15,000-$20,000. So it depends on the complexity and size of these units.
And so the different people come to you and they want a certain thing, and then you sit down with them and try to come up with a design that'll meet their demands?
Exactly.
And so is it a demand-driven product, or is it something where you're inventing something to go to them and say, this would be better for you to take on because it does this for you?
Well, it's the miracle of manufacturing is whenever you see a manufacturer, they're spending money to build things. Part of this cycle that we're involved in is our salespeople will go into a manufacturing floor. They'll look for places where improvements can be made. They can monetize those improvements in dollars, and then we can turn around and make a business deal where the manufacturer gets improved in efficiencies, which is good for them.
Mm-hmm.
We get paid for doing the builds and the design, and that's good for us. The consumer gets a cheaper product in the end, so it's good for them. So one of the joys of working in the segment we're in is that, in fact, done well, there are no losers. It's not fixed pie.
So you have to keep reinventing things in yourself, definitely.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not like I'm going to produce this for the next 50 years and it's going to be that one something that I do all the time. I think we're talking about LED lighting, that you were exploring that. You know, LED lighting gets used in, obviously, performances, you know, the stage shows and things like that you see. How are you looking at LED lighting right now as something that you might bring manufacturing jobs to Reading?
Well, this is one of the big topics at Softek right now. We have been working with high-brightness, light-emitting diode manufacturers. These are the guys that make the lights that go in the back of the flat-panel TVs, those $40 LED bulbs that you see at Home Depot. We are working with those manufacturers. As of about 3 weeks ago, we just finished an international patent filing on a method for quantifying color in a way that we now can do mathematics on color in the manufacturing environment. It's really an exciting time for us. It's a brand new technology, disruptive. We're currently in the process of introducing it to selected manufacturers, and if all goes well, we hope to become a major player in that arena globally, and it'll be based here in Reading.
Well, we're going to hold that thought about becoming a major player, because that's what we want to see happen, is we want to see job growth in Reading. So you're listening to KCNR 1460 Shasta Startup. We'll be right back with you.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog is about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
You! Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Welcome back to Shasta Startup on KCNR 1460. We have Dan Morrow and Nathan King today from Softek, and we're talking about manufacturing in Reading, providing jobs. We were talking about reinventing yourself this morning, and one of the things their company has to do is they have to think about what the next something is going to become. So Dan and I were talking in the break for a minute about working with Kodak and AT&T and some other companies, and why don't you tell us about some of the things you've done for them?
Well, this goes into the realm of ancient history, I suppose. The pedigree of this business goes back to a work group that helped Intel develop test systems for the early memory systems. This goes way back. Matter of fact, it goes back so far that Intel couldn't afford the equipment and gave these guys stock in order to get the deal done. This is back in the days of 256 byte RAMs. It goes all the way back. So this work group, the way it works in our world is whenever there's a new technology that comes along, with that comes a demand for a new kind of equipment to help build it. And that's where we get involved. So in the early days, it was memory systems. We went on to do, we tested the digital cameras that were made by Kodak. In the early days, we worked with AT&T. At one time, our equipment was testing a third of the telephone circuits that were in telephones in the United States in the early digital. That was pre-Lucent. We went from there to thin film heads. We did accelerometers. We did chip film devices. We've done high frequency work. So part of our business is staying current with the newest devices. And these high brightness light emitting devices are the newest thing on the market. And that's one of the reasons that we're in that space.
And you became the president of Silicon Valley-based Pacific Western Systems. That Silicon Valley name has a interesting thought, because we think of Silicon Valley as where things start, you know, where they kind of emanate from. So how have you, being the president of down in that area, how has that influenced what you're able to do?
Well, you know, I think my personal pattern, you know, in terms of being a Reddingite is like a lot of guys in my situation. I grew up here in Reading. I went to Nova High School. I went to Shasta High School. I crammed my 2 years of Shasta College into 3.5 and moved on from there did a bachelor's and a master's degree in engineering. And for me to develop professionally, then you have to go out and do your corporate thing. And so I joined, I spent some time with NASA. I spent some time at Santa Barbara Research Center, Division of Hughes, doing that kind of work until I got an opportunity to come back up to Reading and join a group that it was a think tank manufacturing-oriented group that was here in Reading in that period of time, Pacific Western Systems. And I joined that group as an engineer and worked my way through to president. And through those changes, eventually I lived a life where you're here in Reading part of the time and you're down in Silicon Valley part of the time. And obviously, given the choice, you'd rather be in Reading. So the great question becomes, what do I have to do to bring work into Reading? And that's what really this is the fruit of that drive, is to figure out how a technologist can make a good living here in Reading, California, without having to have an office in the Bay Area.
And even though you have an overriding one name of a company, you have three different DBAs. And why did you determine that you needed to have three different name businesses to continue in what you've been doing?
Well, there's a central core of what we do. Who we are to our customers is a different question. And with the internet being the way it is, it's very simple to set up a doing business as and to approach customers with a single face, if you will. So you're right. We have a group called Wire by Design that will, if you send me a spreadsheet that has wire lengths and how much, you know, what kind of labels you want on the wire, we have a machine that will take that and automatically turn it into a pile of wire for you, and I could ship it back to you. So if you're building something that needs wire, we can cut it and save you the hassle. So we have a business like that. We have this business, Softec, that Nathan is doing manufacturing in that fits in the supply chain that makes these temperature controllers. Our customers know us as Softec, and that is it has its own culture. And we have a third group called Optest that works on the high brightness LED. It's a very different business. It has a very different culture when we deal with our customers. It's more oriented towards solving these manufacturing problems, design oriented, a lot of equipment. We collect their problems and we build something that solves them. You've seen the show How Things Work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're building that kind of equipment with robots that move things around, and it's a very custom thing. So Softec builds the same thing every time. Optest hardly ever builds the same thing every time.
There's just so many things Dan has been describing that touch our everyday life, and we don't even realize it because it's hidden inside something. Mm-hmm. You know, we take for granted when we hit a button or hit a switch, somehow it just instantaneously happens. But without what you're sharing with us, these things, we'd still be back a little bit more in the dark ages, to speak. We'd be on that 256 memory RAM day, you know, like I say.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the most unusual thing that you've envisioned and built, would you say? I mean, people come to you with ideas, and then your thinkers put it together and then build it for people. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What's the most unusual? I mean, and maybe it's not unusual, but what's, you know, something that's really struck you is going, oh yeah, who would have thought of this type
well,
of thing?
Well, we're under non-disclosure agreements with a lot of our customers. Sure. So I really can't tell you the most unusual because those are still pretty secret. There's some very interesting things out there. I'll give you one that it qualifies as unusual. We had a guy who wanted us to help him build an electronic fishing pole for a large game fish. And he's got a patent filed on the technology. It's sitting on my desk, and it works like a champ.
How does it work?
Well, this is for large game fish.
Right.
And if you've done that,
you're
know.
You're talking about like marlin?
Marlin and that kind of thing.
Right.
Those fish are just one giant muscle.
Right.
You don't tire those fish out. The fact is you have to get them to give up. And the only method of communicating with that fish that it's hopeless is through that 25-pound line.
Right.
So this is an instrument that sits on a pole that communicates to the fish that it's hopeless. And it helps. It gives you a positive feedback. So, you know, the classic is, the guy who's gone fishing twice and thinks he's an expert. Captain knows better and has no words to tell him. He can strap this thing on and say, here's what you do. You just watch that number right there. Keep it in the right range, and it improves the...
And you're guaranteed to catch a fish?
well, I'm not guaranteed. But it improves your odds, because the longer that fish is on, the higher the odds that it'll get off.
So it just gives a kind of biometric feedback to the fish that, you know, okay, as I pull up on it, and then you drop down, and then you're pulling back up, it's telling you the range of doing that, and it's telling fish at the other end you're not going to win.
Yeah. And, you know, just kind of put a cap on that story, one of the things I want to just put on the table is that every piece of technology involved in turning that idea into a product is taught at Shasta College and Simpson University.
That's wonderful.
This is the kind of skill set that's available to us. And one of the things that I love about what we're doing is we do have the opportunity to bring people into our world to kind of show them how this geekish technology stuff plays out in really interesting applications. It serves everybody's interest.
And Dan, let's hold that thought, because we know that you need to have people to come into your organization to help it grow. So we're going to come back to that. We're listening in on KCNR 1460 Shasta Startup. We'll be right back.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront, helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Follow defending Masters champion Charles Schwartzel and the world's best golfers April 2nd through the 8th on the tournament's official website, Masters.com. Get closer than ever to the beauty, tradition, and excitement of the Masters tournament by logging on all week long. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the par 3 contest, real-time scoring, plus up-to-the-minute tournament news, statistics, and more. Masters.com, your online source for the 2012 Masters.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just have a website, no. We have a get it done site, advanceautoparts.com. Need a hard to find part? Done. Need to save money? Done. Need it fast? Done. And right now, visit advanceautoparts.com and save 15% off orders of $50 or more. Done, 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 done. Advanceautoparts.com. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Shasta Startup on KCNR 1460. We've been talking with Dan Morrow and Nathan King. We've just been having what an interesting conversation. We never thought we'd be talking about fishing this morning, but obviously Dan is the gentleman that you bring ideas to. What we were talking about when we last left is that, where do you find people that can come into your organization that can help it grow? And you were mentioning Shasta College and Simpson College. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing there.
Well, when we founded this business, one of the strategies that we chose to step into was to maintain good relationships, close relationships, with both Shasta and Simpson University. And we, as a business, we routinely have two or three interns that come to us. Generally, they're sophomore, junior year, somewhere in those years. We drop them into our environment. They get to see the manufacturing. They get to see the front office operations. And, you know,
Nathan an intern?
Nathan, were you an intern?
Yeah, I interned last year. It's actually during my senior year. I started as an intern spring semester. I worked for a few months and started basically just doing a lot of the ground floor type things, learning the manufacturing industry from the ground up. And a position opened up at Softech, and I started working full-time 2 days after I graduated. So,
What do you do for the company, Nathan? What is it that you help? I know we always said this morning that everybody has their hand in manufacturing.
Yeah.
But what else do you have to do besides doing that?
Well, I'm involved in some of the manufacturing, some wire stuff, the automated wire station. But I also am involved in business development and sales and marketing, as well as search engine optimization and some website design stuff. We're trying to broaden our customer base, get more customers, as well as we're contract manufacturers, but we're also in the process of getting products out. We're developing products right now. Yesterday I was working on product web pages for our site. And so then we can actively go out to customers and sell a product. We also offer services, so we can take a design that a customer has, but now we can actively sell a product as well. So I'm working on that as well. And also just getting our site to show up in the top pages of Google search results is a task in and of itself, so working quite actively on that as well.
And Dan, we talked this morning earlier too about funding is a necessity for being able to grow a business, and maybe tell us a little bit about the SBA process and how that helped you kind of continue on and being a manufacturer in Reading.
Yeah, funding is a huge issue for manufacturers. Every time we go to expand, we have to spend the money first. And then after we expand, we can put the money back. So it boils down to that simple business cycle of understanding markets well enough to predict that if I buy a piece of equipment, that the market will exist for me to manufacture things, sell them, and put the money back. In the North State, in the last couple of years, we've seen some really interesting things happen in the realm of finance. You know, we've had the SBA style loans available here in the Reading community for manufacturers for years. Ryan Richardson out at the SCED has helped us. It's been a huge help.
What's the timeline for that process, by the way?
You know, for us, it's all about doing your homework and being right about what you say you're going to do and how it's going to work out. So in this case, we needed some capital equipment to help us build these systems efficiently. My team sat down and did a business model that could predict how things would work if we had this piece of equipment. We took that down to the folks. Ryan Richardson put it on his desk, and Ryan looks at it, and he says, okay, here we go. The whole process was really less than 2 months. It was very, very supportive.
And they basically just write you a check to your business and say you're...
Well, yeah, many of us are familiar with, like, construction loan. Kind of process.
Same type of process. Okay.
Very similar kind of a process. but for manufacturing. The other thing that's happening that I think is really interesting and has a huge impact here in the in North State is WavePoint Ventures.
WavePoint Ventures.
Okay. They're a VC group out of Palo Alto.
Now, what is WavePoint Ventures?
They're venture capitalists who typically a venture capitalist doesn't want to do business with somebody that's more than 20 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Venture capitalist wants to drive to wherever they're going to go and say hi and see what's going on. So the range of influence for venture capital is pretty small. It's one of the reasons that Reading really hasn't had a lot of venture capital-driven kind of activities.
And that's why we have a Silicon Valley. That's exactly for venture capitalists to be in that area.
Well, WavePoint recognized that the North State is underutilized in that realm of venture capital, and so they're traveling up here, and they're actively seeking deals in the North State, which I can't emphasize enough how much of it's absolutely profound that they're doing that. Before, we would see companies that would develop to a point where they are ready for VC, and then they would relocate. This means that they can stay in Reading. The other thing that's happening is if there's a group of guys down the Pine Street School that are working on forming an angel investment pool for smaller types of businesses. Both Shasta College and Mike Frank are doing entrepreneur boot camps. Just in the last couple of years have been a wave of business development effort that's just really exciting for the Reading community.
Great. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about your manufacturing facility and what it looks like and how it works. But we're on Shasta Startup this morning, KCNR 1460. Remember to call in during the next few minutes for two Kings tickets for the game tonight.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save responsibly.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Shasta Startup. I'm Randy Denham, KCNR 1460. We're here with Dan Morrow and Nathan King. We've been talking about manufacturing in Redding, California, and exporting around the world. Dan, we're going to talk a little bit now about what do you have to have in the way of a manufacturing facility? I mean, what's it look like? What's the investment you have to make, and Is it just like a big warehouse, or is it something more special than that?
Well, I would describe it this way. We need a building that has a concrete pad and a 14-foot ceiling, thereabouts. For what we do, because we're doing it's a just-in-time kind of a manufacturing strategy, which means we're trying to build small lots and be very agile in switching between lots. So what we have is we have workstations located out on the factory floor. They're floating, right? So they're not attached to, you know, drywall or anything like that. They're it's all tables that are oriented and arranged and set up to do particular operations. So we have an area where we cut wire, an area where we crimp wire, an area where assemblers put them together, an area where you test, an area where you bag. So we have these zones, if you will. There's kind of a flow through that. And in our situation, because we love efficiency, everything has to pay for itself. All our employees have to earn their wage. All of our workspace has to earn its keep. So we have inventory on wheels so that we can collapse our racks and create space. And it's set up so that if we have to double capacity in a couple of weeks, we can do that. If we have to double again in a couple of weeks, we can do that as well. Then if we have to double again, we can do that in 4 weeks.
And do you have to have something called a clean room? Is there something of that nature, or what does that mean?
Well, we do. The equipment that we make gets put into environments that you've seen the Intel commercials with the guys in those white suits.
Is that what you look like? You got the guys in the suits in there?
That's where our equipment goes.
Oh.
So we have to make sure our equipment is clean when it leaves our facility. So if you walk in there now, you'll see our team cleans the room every day at the end of the day. We're very nervous about dust and particulates and things like that. You'll see our people wearing gloves. You'll see our people cleaning the assemblies two or three times through the process. Depending on where you are, you'll see Nathan in the back double bagging these things to make sure they're vacuum sealed in bags. We do have a Class 10,000 clean room, mini clean room.
A Class 10,000. Yeah, now, what is that?
What is that?
I mean, you can't just throw these things out there and just say we have it. Doesn't work.
I can't? Dang. what it is, it's a room that has what are called HEPA filters. And you'll see them, they're using them in vacuum cleaners now.
Okay.
And what they do is they have a very strong blower and they pull air through these very dense filters, and they get rid of all kinds of down to the dust that comes off your skin. And humans are pretty grubby, but it will take out almost all of the large particles and guarantee.
So you can get a facial and produce something at the same time as what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You could. Yeah. Yeah. So we do have a mini clean room that we use.
And a Class 10,000 means what again?
It has to do with how many dirt particles per cubic meter of air in a flow.
So okay.
It's a nasty formula.
It's a nasty formula. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's quite interesting, isn't it? What else is going on? You said we were talking about logistics, and Reading is a good place to be able to get your product shipped from. You have easy access to that, or is it kind of hard to get things moving around?
You know, 10 years ago, it was an issue. We're very grateful for our friends at UPS and FedEx.
Okay.
The way it works now is if we need something, 4:30 in the afternoon, we can jump on the web, put an order in, and have it in our shop the next morning, as if we were in Silicon
Valley.
That's
that just-in-time building process you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're willing to pay for the shipping, you can get anything you want just about from anywhere in the world, and we can get it here in Reading very, very quickly. Logistics, in my mind, we really don't experience any kind of problem from the logistics point of view, shipping in or shipping out.
And I know you do travel because I've talked to you in different times about, you know, where you've had to travel and where are the different countries that you've been traveling to that you've taken your expertise and looked to sell it to them?
Most of the regions we deal with it's pretty much everywhere but South America and Europe, oddly. We go into all of the Asian countries at one point or another.
And did you find that you've had to learn to speak the languages? Has that been something that you've found that you had to have that trained skill to get in and talk to them, or do they have interpreters to allow you to have that?
Language is always an issue, but fortunately, English is the international language of business. And in the world that we live in, we can get around without having to acquire language. It's always helpful. But, we come in and out of Taiwan frequently, and the English in Taiwan is prevalent, and the signage is good, and you can get around. China, it's helpful to speak Chinese, but you can get around.
These folks that you have gone to visit them, do they come visit you?
Every once in a while. As a matter of fact, I think Monday we're hosting the ambassador from Taiwan.
Taiwan, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Is he going to be here long enough that he might be able to come in and talk to some other folks about things?
Well, I'm not entirely sure all that he's up to, but I know that this is part of a larger effort that was coordinated by Wally Herger's office to encourage trade between our region and Taiwan. And we do see them. Between our travel and a lot of the schools here in the United States are drawing some of the engineers that come out of these regions into the United States, and we have good friendships with a number of people that.
Well, great. You're listening again to Shasta Startup this morning on KCNR 1460. Enjoy the break. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
His words carry weight that would break a less interesting man's jaw. He's won trophies for his game face alone. He bowls overhand. He is the most interesting man in the world.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer Dos Equis.
Dos Equis, brought to you locally by Redding Distributing.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
To save, 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 head north, north, north. Head north to North Market Street in Reading to S.J. Denham for a great selection of new Chrysler and Jeep vehicles. And a little further north to Mount Shasta. See the new Dodge vehicle lineup, including those new tough Ram trucks. Just head north. We're having a sale here. See us at sjdenham.com. Save, 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 north, north, north. Say it with me now. Save, 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 north, north, north. Our big sale continues at S.J. Denham on North Market Street in Reading and a little further north in Mount Shasta.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460. We're here again with Dan Morrow. We're going to be talking, finishing up this hour-long show, talking about what's the future. You know, there's opportunity out there every day, and people are looking for it. And as Dan was saying, he has people come in and sit across the desk from him bringing ideas all the time, and they have to evaluate and determine how to best, you know, encourage that individual to continue down that path and look for ways to use his gifts and talents or go back and get more education. You know, there's just a myriad of ways that Dan is instrumental in doing that. But one thing we're talking about is the tax rate that's taken effect in the United States of America is going to be going up in April to where we're going to have the highest tax rate in the world.
Corporate
tax rate.
Tax rate. United States corporate tax rate.
One thing that you have to realize is that, you know, we need to pay our taxes. There's nothing wrong with that. We need to support the infrastructure of the United States and how that plays out. But why do we need the highest tax rate in the world, Dan? Why do we need that notoriety?
You know, I'm just a lowly technologist.
Oh, okay. Not an economist. Okay. But you had a little economy in your life, so.
I know. And, you know, we have the best infrastructure in the world. There's no doubt about
that. No doubt.
We have a stable government, one of the most stable on the planet. And, I deeply appreciate all of that.
I think we could all say yes to that.
I have to admit, I do resonate with the calls for better efficiency in government. There's a lot that we're doing that is not done well.
Right.
And, you know, my heart breaks for that. But on the other hand, if I'm paying taxes, it's because I'm making a profit. And I'm making a profit after we cover all of the salaries and wages and costs. And
that's, you know, good.
That's good.
And we talked about, you know, most of your people are an hourly wage, and they make somewhere between $10 to $18 an hour. So that's a reasonable wage in our community, and it allows for advancement in your organization, I'm sure, over time, you know, as they become more skilled. Mm-hmm.
And it's an active discussion in our shop. It's just clearly understood that if we could figure out a way to pay everybody $50 an hour, we would.
Exactly.
And that's part of the team discussions. How can we do every day? It's how can we do things better so that we can pay ourselves more?
Well, one thing we're going to be realizing is that as we use these different things in our electronic world out there, that somewhere now a Reading manufacturing company has touched it. And that's an exciting thing to know. And the question is what's the future? And sometimes we don't know, but you have to plan. You can't just throw it up in the air and see where it lands around you. So what are you doing to plan for your future and growing this business and bringing more jobs into Reading?
I'll give you two initiatives that we currently have underway. One is to leverage the skill set that our manufacturing team has in UL panel work. So Nathan is leading a charge on pulling the manufacturing of these UL control panels into Redding, California. They just landed a customer in New York. That's second blood, I believe, for that effort. We're looking forward to continuing to grow that out. So that's one aspect. Second aspect is this the high brightness LED. We just finished the patent protection on a technology that allows us to quantify color. The next step for us there is to find some partners, some investors that will help us leverage that technology into solving what we calculate is a $1.6 billion problem in the LED manufacturing market.
And how is it a problem?
It's manufacturing waste. Literally,
waste. Waste.
We have a technology that can eliminate a lot of that waste, and getting that out to the market takes some money. And
How much a venture capitalist would something like that take to bring into your company?
Well, the reality of our business plan is there are two parts to it. It's the first step is a crawl step, and we are looking for angel investment to help us achieve what will wind up being about a $5 to $15 million business within 18 months. Venture capital will come on the backside of that initial step. And we're in negotiations with a number of people about these topics, but that is the next great nut for OpTest, is to work out the funding side of how to step into the opportunities we have.
So if you're looking to invest in a local business that manufactures right out of Redding, California, that's in products that we use every day, that are shipping around the world, you can come to you and say, how much do you need? let me give you a few dollars and see if we can turn it into an investment for both of us.
That's how it works, Randy.
Well, it's been a great day. We thank you guys for taking time to come in. Thank you, KCNR 1460, for letting Shasta Startup be part of your Friday morning. And we'll look forward to seeing you back here next Friday. Les Melberger will be on the show, and we've got guests yet to be determined. So tune back in. Thank you for listening this morning.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
Hello, Virginia!
President Obama just taking the stage at a Rolls-Royce plant that makes jet engines in Virginia on the heels of the new jobs report. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has more on the numbers live.
February's jobless rate, 8.3%. That's unchanged from January.
The economy appears to be kind of moving ahead on all cylinders.
Now, that assertion from economist Brian Westbury leads to this political question. How do the Republican presidential candidates run against President Obama?
His record is not one that I would be proud to run on.
Texas Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison says between overregulation, more spending, and government growth, there is plenty for GOP candidates to talk about, Lisa.
For Rich, the president's Republican challenger is still insisting the economy and the energy supply would be better without the president's policies.
Would you like $9 or $10 a gallon with algae? Or would you like $2 or $2.50 a gallon with drilling?
Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney both starting today.